squawking. No one can move. I didn't pick it up. I only pressed the run. Why is it upside down?
You're harder than everything else around here, I guess. You haven't seen the boy, have you?
I saw a kid go out about an hour ago.
Sending him all over the city alone. He's got to discover New York for himself, says she. You can't go with him, Nora. We want him to turn out to be independent now, don't we? Independent! He'll turn out to be dead under some truck.
I got an order here to redo a couple of beds. Can I get in?
At 2 o'clock? Why, you'll be lucky to get in by 5.
Well, I can start in the other one then.
Oh, you can't go in there either.
Why not? She's sleeping in 2 bedrooms, is she?
Oh, no. It's the first lady of the American theater. Out cold in the guest room.
Again? What, she don't live here?
Miss Charles don't live here. She drinks here, and she doesn't pass it out here. It's a wonder to me the blood is turned to vinegar. 2 weeks I've been here, and they've had 13 cocktail parties.
Only 13 in 2 weeks?
They had to call one off. The bootlegger couldn't come that day.
It's me! It's me!
Patrick, thank God you're safe.
Auntie May, what's Auntie May? I've got to show her something.
Your Auntie May is still safe.
Auntie May! Auntie May!
Oh, what is this? What happened?
I've got something to show you. Look!
Oh, my God, Bob!
See, it's got a rubber band motor, and I went over there in a body of water woods, and...
Please, darling. Well, your auntie name's Hollywood.
Sure, Auntie May.
Patrick, come back. Well, you know I'm interested in all your projects. But you've got to admit it's a bit surprising for Auntie May to find Mr. Lindbergh in her apartment before breakfast. Oh, child, how can you see with all that light? Oh, that's better. Now, be a perfect angel and ask Eno to fix me a very light breakfast. Black coffee in a sidecar. And while you're at it, I think you better ask him to fix something for Auntie Vera. I hear her coming too in the guest room. Oh, but first, come and give Auntie Mame a good morning kiss. Gently, dear, gently. Oh, that was lovely. You'll make some lucky woman very happy. You know, I really am fascinated by aviation. I never knew they did it all with rubber bands. Oh.
Hello? Miss Dennis? Yes, she's here. Who's calling, please? Oh, quiet. Mr. Babcock from the Knickerbocker Bank.
Oh, I've been dodging him for days. Why, hello, Mr. Babcock. Yes, it's nice to hear your voice at long last. I, too, am looking forward with anticipation to meeting you. Oh, the little man, he's fine, just fine. And he, too, can't wait to meet you. Oh, hurry, my tray, dear. Auntie needs fuel. Yes, do stop by, Mr. Babcock, any time. In how many minutes? Yes, 57th Street is in my neck of the woods. A spinning distance. How vivid. Come right along. You can join me for breakfast. Tea. Number 3 Beekman Place. Right away. Mira! Mira, get down here!
Did you call me, darling?
I'm about to be attacked by the Knickerbocker Bank!
Oh, that's lovely! Oh, why in hell did that Japanese sandman let me sleep in my fence, Lava?
He tried to get it off you, but you bit him! Well, Patrick's trustee is on his way over here!
He's coming here in the middle of the night? Oh, my God, that moon's bright.
Well, some hideous creature who's coming here to cross all my plans for the boy's punctual enlargement. All right. Let's get organized. What time is it?
What day is it? Oh, blessed mother of mine, Adams, I was through the theater guild an hour ago.
Vera, you can't desert me. Oh, look at my face. What am I going to wear?
How am I going to face the theater guild? The way I look, I couldn't even understudy a witch, Macbeth.
Here, it's just like you. Here, my life is about to be blown to bits, and all you can think about is your career. Nora! Nora! Bring me down a dress I can wear quick. When in my dressing table drawer, there's a box of hair. Got to do something with my head. All right. Let's get organized. Oh, Vera, you can't desert me.
You should be helping me. Do you want me to lose this part? This lovely, lovely play where everybody thinks out loud. And it runs 4.5 hours. It's called Strange Inter...
Of course?
For God's sakes, no. They're all but in Boston. I do hope Lawrence and Terry don't think I'm too British for the part. They'll probably give it to that Lynn, what's her name?
Thank you, Nora. Oh, okay, here. Oh, somebody answer the door.
I've got to get out before he gets in.
Oh, Vera, I can't leave him standing in the hallway like a full of brushback.
What do you want me to do? Fly out the chimney?
Oh, Vera, for heaven's sakes.
Do you expect me to be before my public, looking as if I've been slept in?
Vera, one bag is enough. Make a bad day.
May, you just don't understand the responsibility of being a public eye.
Nora! Oh, dear. Nora! Get all this junk upstairs, quick! Patrick, I want you to make Mr. Babcock feel right at home. Just like Auntie May taught you.
Sure, Auntie May.
I'm the theater girl!
You want?
A Babcock, today. Miss Bennett is expecting me.
Okay, you come in. I take court.
Say!
Mr. Babcock?
That's right, Sonny.
We've been expecting you. My name's Patrick Dent.
Fine, fine.
Please sit down, Mr. Babcock. My Aunt May will be right down. She's having trouble with her halo. She'll be right down.
Well, you look like a bully little chap. Yes, sir, a bully little chap.
You look very bully too, Mr. Babcock.
Yes. Well, you seem to be taking all this like a regular little soldier. I have a boy just about your age up in Darien. We'll have you up soon, and Junior can show you his cigar band collection.
That would be swell. Would you care for a martini, Mr. Papcock?
No, thank you. Maybe you better order me one, Sonny.
Dry or extra dry? I'll make it like I do for Mr. Wolcott.
Mr. Babcock, what an honor it is to have you in our little home. Though I wonder if it makes the best first impression on a sensitive young mind to see you drinking during business hours.
But now,
don't you worry. I won't breathe a word to the Knickerbocker bed.
Now, just a minute. Where did that youngster learn to
miss a Burkhart, knowledge is power.
That, Miss Dennis, is exactly what I'm here for. To discuss this youngster's education. His proper education.
Nuts.
Oh, no, thank you.
Do sit down, Mr. Babcock.
Now, all the money this little fella's dad left him is in good, steady bonds. So he never has to worry where his next meal is coming from. Oh, unless the Bolsheviks take over the government, or the Democrats get back in.
Jelly beans.
Now, I'm sure you agree, it's high time this little shaver was enrolled in some institution of learning.
Patrick, let Mr. Babcock speak.
Now, I've gone to some pains to gather information on a number of better boys' schools now.
Well, I prefer co-educational.
What do you mean?
Co-educational means when boys and girls...
I know. First on my list is the Buckley School, which is known to be splendid.
Well, have you considered a school down the village? When my Mr. Raphael DeVito, it's wonderful.
Your late brother was very specific in his words. He said conservative schooling. Now, a Browning school gives a boy the basics. 3 years of Latin, 2 years of French.
That's enough for him, dear. Oh, not you, Mr. Babcock. You can have as much as you like. Have you considered the Dalton School? It's just across town.
No. That one is a little too experimental. We must choose a school which is both exclusive and restricted.
Exclusive to what? And restricted to whom?
Want to keep the riffraff out of the boy's life.
Mr. Babbitt.
Babcock, ma'am.
Yes. Exactly. Who decides which is riff and which is rap?
Now, Miss Dennis, unless we can agree on some proper school here in Manhattan, we shall have to consider an institution such as my alma mater, St. Boniface, up in Massachusetts.
Oh, no, that's too far away. How about the Ethical Culture School?
I like to keep the West Side influence out of the boy's life as much as possible.
Well, thank you very much for coming, Mr. Babcock.
But we haven't arrived at any conclusions yet.
Haven't we?
Well, what school is it going to be?
You need the school of your choice, and Patrick and I will know exactly what to do with it.
Then I'd say Buckley.
Then Bully for Buckley.
Oh, well, for a minute there, I thought we were going to have some friction. But I can see you're actually a fine, sensible woman. I'll make out a check to the Buckley School, and you can bring him down and register him.
Whatever you say, Mr. Babcock.
Laura Strath, Fraulein Dennis, who's like in the old country. I go now. Find lamb chops. 2 bottle fields for boy.
Pick up my coat.
Bye, Auntie Vera. Bye, kid.
As you were saying, Mr. Babcock. Thank you.